The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Gerard Mayo, scouting the Rams. He said at another point today, he's like, boy, that McVay offense, shout out to him. It's pretty good.
Pretty nice.
Yeah.
I wonder if that was a bit of a shot at Van Pelt, or just he's so used to watching the crappy Patriots offense. He's like, oh, wow. You know, we could have had someone from that offense calling plays here.
No, this is also a classic wrestling trick where you talk up your opponent. So if you do beat them, how good are you? Sean McVay's offense is unstoppable. Or is it? Maybe we stopped them, or you don't stop them. You're like, I told you how good they were.
I told
you how great they were.
What'd you expect from me?
Yeah, so you can have it this way. You can have it both ways.
That's a good point. Final hour of the show. It's safe to say people are fired up.
Yes.
About our giveaway of the Chappelle tickets. There's a lot of buildup. Some would argue too much buildup for the Chappelle show.
Maybe just the right amount.
I would say a consistent complaint, Keith.
Yeah.
Is that the questions were too easy, and yet you made a good retort.
Well, not for the first three guys.
Yeah, John at work gets a free pass. He was just
John at work, unfortunately, got smoked. And if that's him texting in that said his coworker cost him the tickets, he is all fired up. And now the coworker is going to be...
I can recap those if you'd like. But
yeah, I don't think you can say everything that he said, but he's upset at his coworker. But no, the first guy was on it. I think a little bit of stage fright and knew one of the players.
Yeah.
Kind of described him to a T.
Yeah.
But didn't have the names. The next two didn't know. Then they're taking stabs at, like, you know, quarterbacks and coaches we don't talk
other,
to.
Other interviews on this station.
Yeah, no doubt.
But not our program. Yeah, no, I mean, look, we could have just given them away to caller 9. But
We could have done that. We decided not to.
We wanted to play a little something here. The man claiming to be John at work texted 37937. Yeah. I'm John at work.
Hi,
my
John
coworker
work.
Is so useless.
Oh, man.
Hope she's not listening.
I know.
Always needing help. Cost me these tickets. And then he said something that's not very nice.
Well, no. But yeah, that's... It's the way the cookie crumbles sometimes, you know? But we'll probably do more of these at some point.
I think we should.
Change up the questions a little bit, but yeah, it was mixed.
This is a good one, too.
What do you got?
Those questions.
Yeah, he was mad.
Those questions were so easy. What morons. I'm pissed.
Yep.
Trying to call in, but these idiots clogged the line.
And then he answered all the questions.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, listen.
He also said,
know.
I'm going to cry my anger away into a delicious D'Angelo sub.
All right, so.
Well, there's something.
Yeah, there's a benefit.
And also we got, thanks boys, I'm a big Third Dimension guy.
No, I'm the Third Dimension guy.
Oh,
that was the guy that said we sound like we broadcast from a soft Third Dimension.
Remember I'm sorry, I'm the Third Dimension guy. I thought it was, I'm shouting out, I'm a big Third Dimension guy. Those are our inside listeners. Mm-hmm. Third Dimension, well, that could have been a good one, Keith. In retrospect, probably would have been much too difficult.
that was a deep cut.
What dimension do we broadcast in?
That was an early call from first couple weeks of the show, I think.
Maybe multiple choice next time.
Uh-huh.
So we'll get into the event we'll be attending tonight. With Greg Hill, Ernie Bach, the Wine, Watches, and Wheels, which we're very excited about. A little nervous about, quite frankly. We'll do that
coming
up. I
think we're going to fit in pretty great, actually. Don't worry about us.
So we'll do that coming up. Just real quick on Mayo. We asked the question earlier, who deserves the most credit for Drake May's development? You have this? Hang on. So just independent of Drake May, who we both said, well, Drake May, I think he was borderline a finished product, even though people tried to tell you he wasn't
a finished product. He's not ready. But then you had other guys that were like, he is. Remember like C.J. Stroud was like, of all the quarterbacks I've seen coming out, he's the guy.
He is the guy.
Like, ready to go anyway.
Yeah, and you had plenty of, Phil Perry was big on this. You had plenty of metrics from college that he dealt with the rush well, and he was actually very accurate in the intermediate portion of the field, and all these people telling you he's not ready, they're wrong. And it turns out they're very, very wrong. So I don't think Drake May needed all that much development. But if I'm going to credit anyone not named Drake May, I would credit Van Pelt. Mayo said the exact same thing earlier today. Here's what he had to say.
offseason, it was a long process to find, you know, the right OC, because obviously landed on Alex. Just how grateful are you that he's here? How much has he helped you? But how important has he been to Drake's development?
Yeah, he's been huge. I say, look, there's no one in this organization that deserves more credit as far as what Drake has been able to do on the football field than Alex Van Pelt. You know, when we interviewed Alex, I would say when we interviewed all of the coaches that are here, one of the prerequisites or requirements was a guy who is level-headed and a guy who believes in working together and a guy who, you know, doesn't get too high, doesn't get too low. And that's Alex, and I appreciate that.
Okay.
Yeah.
So he would agree. Alex Van Pelt. Is that enough to save his job? The development, quote-unquote, of Drake May. Is that enough to save his job?
I think it helps significantly. I mean, you can't ignore that. But I don't think it's guaranteed, only because – as much as we were talking yesterday about, well, they're two games out of a playoff spot, if this thing doesn't keep going in the right direction and they end the season stuck at 3 wins or maybe even 4 wins and they match last year's total, don't you think Robert Kraft's going to want to make changes? And are they really going to get rid of Gerard Mayo after 1 year? Or would they more likely get rid of somebody else that they don't have as strong a connection with? Because I think it would be tough to, after a 4-win season, say, all right, coach, offensive coordinator, defensive coordinator, GM, they're all coming back. That's why the relationship's huge, but also let's start even from, you know, last week and then through the rest of the season, like the second half of the season, where do the Patriots rank in points? Like where, because you're going to need the result too. So Drake May might look really good, but we talked a lot about how on Monday, you know, we didn't want to come across as negative, but they did score one touchdown.
Yeah.
So, hey, great performance, all these scoring drives. Yeah, there's 4 field goals.
Right, five drives, they were 1 for 5 in the red zone.
Right, so at some point, you're going to need to see more offensive production to sort of go along with what does seem to be a pretty positive relationship between those two guys.
No, that's true. So is it enough to save his job? Not yet. I don't think so. And it depends, as you said earlier, who's available. Like, he might save his job. He might still be the offensive coordinator, but maybe they hire Brian Daboll.
Right.
And Brian Daboll supersedes him or something like that. Like, is he really keeping his job in that scenario? I don't know.
Yeah, and title only, but not like the game day responsibilities. Mm-hmm. But the other thing, like, he's so far away from Shane Waldron, Luke Getsy, two guys that got fired halfway through the season. I don't think Van Pelt's going to get fired right now.
Oh, well, no. I don't think that's even a debate.
I don't think that's even a discussion.
No, I agree with that. He's not gonna get fired in season. I think that's not safe. Yeah, I agree with that. I thought you were saying scheme wise, he's so far away from those guys. I was gonna say he's closer to those guys.
I mean, like job security.
Job security. Yeah.
Like
no, I agree
hot
with that.
Seat kind of thing.
I agree with that.
We're talking about with Jim Montgomery a lot, like hot seat. Like, oh, did it save his job? And we're like, yeah, for this week. Whereas like Alex Van Pelt, I don't really think there's anything. I mean, you know, they get shutouts 2 straight weeks or whatever. But like, I don't know if there's much that he could do now where he'd be in jeopardy this year. It's all going to be about
the offseason,
how they finish, who's available as both offensive coordinator or maybe head coach. But right now, I mean, those were 3 guys that all got hired this offseason. Luke Getsy got interviewed here. Did Shane Waldron get interviewed? Or they at least, I feel like
here?
His name came up.
I don't think they actually talked to him.
Maybe they didn't.
Getsy.
No, yeah. Getsy definitely did.
I don't think they talked to him. I think the beat writers were suggesting him.
Actually, maybe he did he? There's 12 guys before Van Pelt.
Let me double check.
So it might have been Waldron. But you get my point. They were all sort of candidates at the same time. Two of them got to the halfway point of their season and got fired. I don't think there's any discussion with Alex Van Pelt right now. I mean, 4 weeks ago, you're wondering, like, could somebody else call plays offensively or defensively?
Patriots unsuccessfully interviewed new Bears assistant Shane Waldron for offensive coordinator.
That's what I thought. I thought he rolled through here at one point.
Right.
But still, like, those guys.
Was it unsuccessfully?
Yeah, I was going to say, they dodged a bullet. Yeah, big
exactly.
time.
Exactly.
Big time dodged a bullet.
So, Keith, on Drake May, you said on Monday there was something you didn't like from Drake May, correct?
Yeah, I wasn't wild about him telling the media to put their phones down and clap for the defense.
Well, I mean,
again, the message strong. He's a good team guy. He's a leader.
In fairness, he
respects the defense.
In fairness, the journalists didn't.
Some people
clapped. One individual did.
Who clapped?
I think it was Zoe.
Oh, was it Zoe?
I believe that's who that was.
I wonder if that was this is kind of awkward. Like, let's just move this along.
I'm gonna help it out.
Because if nobody claps, then what? Yeah. It's like a stare off.
It's true. So that was Monday. You didn't like that. I now have uncovered, because I've been very pro Drake May, preferred him to Caleb Williams in the draft, wanted him for the Patriots more than any quarterback. He fell to him at 3. So I've been very pro Drake May. I finally found something I don't love, I don't appreciate. I watched Drake May mic'd up. Patriots tweeted this out last night. I'm sure it's on their website as well if you want to watch it for yourself.
Yeah.
7.5-minute clip, about 10 seconds, Keith. jumped out to me. That might be high. About 10 seconds jumped out to me. This is Drake May scrambling. I had never heard him
scramble.
I'm not sure I've ever heard a quarterback scramble quite like this. I didn't love this.
Okay. I have a couple questions.
Yeah, please.
Do you think that helps him go faster?
Maybe.
Like run faster.
Like maybe I got to run when I go for my run.
Yeah.
Every other week. When I go for my run, I got to start sounding that. Like that. Yeah,
yeah, yeah, it could help. Also, on a Would You Rather Wednesday, would you rather Drake May mic'd up listening to some more scrambles or Christian Gonzalez mic'd up, who was mic'd up a couple of weeks ago?
Uh-huh.
And you were able to hear people around him talk.
Yeah, I think I'd rather that.
You'd rather have that again.
Yeah, I'd rather have the whatever.
Did you feel a little uncomfortable with the...
I did.
Yeah.
One more time, Nick. This is Drake May run.
He is fast.
Yes, he can
scamper.
Yeah, maybe there's a method to his madness, uh-huh. Keith.
Yeah.
As I said, I've never heard a quarterback, I've never heard a football player
no.
on the field running, making that noise, and yet there's something so familiar about that. The length of it.
He's just like
the
us.
The sound of it. Yeah.
He's the everyman. He's an easy guy to root for.
He is an everyman.
Right.
You're right. I don't know if this has happened before. Let's try this out. Kyle.
Kyle.
He's texting 37937. It's Kyle in Portland. Let me on. I'm on hold, and I want to talk. Pats,
I thought he was from the contest.
Well, it's a
holdover.
Perfect. It's a holdover from the contest.
All right, let's go.
Kyle calling and texting. Hello, Kyle.
Hello,
Kyle.
Hello.
Hi.
Hey.
What do you got, Kyle?
Hello?
Maybe turn that down the back, and then you can lock in here.
Yeah, I got you. Yep. Yeah, right. You caught me off guard. Yeah, hey, Kyle from Portland. I'm a Dolphins fan, so I'm calling. I listen to you guys every day, and I heard something yesterday about the next five or six games that
making the playoffs.
Everybody
yep.
thinks,
yeah, because the Patriots play the Dolphins in 2 weeks.
Yeah,
yep.
Yeah,
what is it? Yeah, yeah. What?
No, for the Patriots that you guys think are winnable. I had a question about the next three games. You got the Rams, you got the Dolphins, you got the Colts. Mm-hmm. I don't think you can win any of those games.
Okay.
And I want to know what you guys think. And
well, we both have them down for sure for the Indy game.
I think they'll beat
even
the Colts.
More so now. We'll get to it in grab bag. But even more so today than yesterday.
Yes, I think they will beat the Colts. Now that's 3 weeks. So now you go Rams, Dolphins. Personally, I probably will pick the Patriots to lose. However, the last 4 weeks, I've been wrong.
So you got
to
beat
when
them.
When I picked them
that's
to win,
true.
They've lost.
That
when I
true.
Picked them to lose, they've won. So I can't pick a Patriots game to save my life over the last month.
I probably also am wrong in that stretch. I didn't. I did not pick them to win last week. I picked them to cover.
Yeah,
I'm too weaselly to pick them to win. So,
but like you can't after Monday Night Football look at the Rams or the Dolphins and be like, man, they got no chance against them.
Here's what they got to do. They have to beat the Colts, and they got to split these other two games, and then you go to your bye week, and there's four games left, and we'll see where they are from there. That would not be a bad spot to be in.
5-8.
Yeah.
And then you get a win out,
that's
probably.
That's doable.
Yeah, yeah.
And the final four games are hard, but now all of a sudden you're on to something. You've turned things around.
One game at a time.
And you give yourself a chance. Thank you.
That's how they got to do this.
Keith, we have the wine, watches, and wheels tonight.
Hell yeah.
At Ernie Bach's Private Auto Salon. This is something I was unaware even existed.
Here's a fun game
not
we
just
can
for
play.
Ernie Bach, but for any human being, a private auto salon.
So we're going to this. Here's a fun game we can play when we're there.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
How many cars that Ernie Bach has do you think are worth more than my house?
Oh, all.
All of the cars.
Yeah, I would imagine.
Yeah. Do you think he'll let me drive them?
No.
No.
Now,
okay.
we were kind of trying to figure out why we were even invited to such a thing. It's so upper crust. And we are Met About Town now, Keith.
That's true.
But we're socialites.
I could be a bit of a chameleon of sorts. I'm not always in a hoodie and sweatpants. Sometimes I wear shorts.
No, sometimes we wear our polos.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Sometimes we have a sales meeting. We both show up in matching polos.
Should we wear WEI polos tonight?
Break out the Jimmy Fun shirts.
We look like
I'm wearing my well-pressed.
Hey,
my,
I'm wearing my good polo, is what I'm wearing.
You wear the blue one, I'll wear the red one, and we'll just show up. I'm like, hey, guys.
Idea.
Well, let me guess. You were at the station? Yeah.
Yeah,
actually we are.
Oh.
Co-workers at Greg's.
Yeah.
We work with Greg.
So we were invited to this, and we're just wondering why. Now, are we actual guests? It was suggested that maybe we're parking cars or something like that, which I wouldn't rule out.
I think it's my own naivete where I thought it was just like a nice thing to invite us and extend the invitation and see how the other world lives.
Yeah.
But most of the people this morning think we are going to be put to work, perhaps parking cars, serving drinks.
Yeah, no, our problem is neither of us drive a stick.
No, there might be some damage to the cars. That might be a problem. Because the cars are nice. These
Billy,
are nice
what
cars.
Did you say earlier? We're not going to park them. We're going to be pushing them?
Exactly. Because neither one of you know how to drive a stick. So it's like,
throw it in neutral,
I'll,
Jones.
I'll use the wheel, you push.
We're like Flintstones, these cars right. All over the parking lot.
So we could be parking cars. It's very possible. I suggested earlier, uh-huh. I mean, these are very wealthy people, Keith.
Yeah, that's right.
I suggested earlier they might be inviting us either A, to mock us, or B, hunt us for sport.
It is.
I don't know if really, you guys to wash the cars.
We might have to wash the cars.
Yeah.
And then it turns into like a most dangerous game or like Ready or Not.
Yeah.
Where they lock the doors and they're like, all right, you guys have 10 seconds to hide.
Yeah.
And then we're going to come kill you.
Don't try the dumbwaiter.
Yeah.
I'm going to get locked in the dumbwaiter. They might have a dumbwaiter.
There's probably like six of them.
Yeah, that's true. Do, yeah,
it's a salon.
Yeah.
We might need to stick together, though, Jones, because I feel if we get broken off, that's when it's over. Yeah. That's when they
yeah, I'm like, where's Keith? They're like, oh, we already hunted him.
Yeah, don't worry about Keith.
Yeah.
You don't have to worry about him anymore.
Oh, don't get caught, Cricket.
What does that
don't
mean?
Don't get caught. That's, yeah.
What do you mean I don't have to worry about him anymore? That's exactly what I said.
Yeah, you got it.
You have to worry about him.
So I'm not totally ruling that out.
Mm-hmm. Cover your drink at all times. Get one of those little drink lids.
Well, it's not a black tie affair. Which
no, I don't think so.
On the one hand, is very good, but on the other hand, it's like, well, what now? What am I wearing?
No, EEI mask.
Nice wide shut party.
Polos. Are you gonna bring a mask? Yeah, I can bring a little mask. Look, I show up like I'm in Court of Owls. Like, who's this guy's problem?
All my references are always Sunny references, but the Frank and the orgy mask. Yeah. We need a password to get in.
Takes it off so we can eat the food.
Yeah. Yeah, he's scarfing down the hors d'oeuvres.
He's having a nosh.
I am excited about that.
Yeah.
Food.
Well, free, food's going to be good. Free food I want. Yeah.
You a big wine guy?
I mean, I will be.
You'll slam me down some wines?
Yeah, sure.
All right.
Well, what else am I doing? So we'll report back on how that went.
Yeah, we will.
How the other half lives.
Hopefully we make it back
from our perspective. Yeah,
tomorrow 10 a.m., if one of us is missing, you know what happened.
Yeah. And tomorrow 10 a.m.
We didn't survive.
It's a proof of life is what that is. We've been hunted, and there's a few suspects. I think you can figure out who they are. But that is Wine, Watches, and Wheels tonight. Greg Hill, personal invites of Greg Hill.
That's right.
To this thing. We're going to see how that goes.
We're going to get to the door. They're going, you're not on the list. I'm like, I'm pretty sure I am.
I have an email from Greg Hill.
Yeah, as you guys walk in when he's telling somebody else and he felt like he had to invite you guys.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Just get stuck at the door. Could be a short night.
It could be. Yeah, it's just, what'd you say again? It's they're going to invite us out to the ninth grade.
Ninth hole at nine.
Yeah.
Yeah, go out there. Yeah. We'll meet you out there.
Sprinklers come on.
Soaked.
Just jokes for the rich.
It's all right.
The ultra rich.
It's all right.
That makes sense. Anyway, we'll get to your phone call. 617-779-7937. WEEI Afternoons comes your way. As you know, WEEI Afternoons interviews Drake May. Anybody who listens to the station would know that. It's not our show. That is WEEI Afternoons. That comes your way at 2 o'clock. Billy Lanny with all the latest in trending. And when we come back, it's time for Grab Bag.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's time for Grab Bag! It's time for Grab Bag!
It sure is. Time for Grab Bag here on Jones and Keefe, WEEI. Stuff we couldn't get to in the first 3.5 hours of the program, including this news from the day. The Indianapolis Colts are going back to Anthony Richardson. Richardson started the year, of course, gets hurt. Flacco goes in, then Richardson goes in, then Richardson struggles, then Flacco goes back in. Flacco is good for a minute, then he struggles. Now they're back to Anthony Richardson. Of course, Patriots play the Colts in 3 weeks.
Yeah, so that's a win, I would say, for the Patriots. Do you think the Colts are doing the right thing going back to Richardson?
Yeah.
I do, too.
I do.
I thought they 100% did the right thing benching him before. Flacco's been so bad the last 2 weeks, and I've been super pro Flacco. I'm with Kevin Durant. Put him anywhere he can hoop. I wish they signed Flacco over Brissett, yeah. Like greater than Brissett.
Short shelf life, looks like.
Yeah, but they're doing the right thing by going back to Richard. He's still a guy they drafted fourth overall last year. You got to get something out of him.
Fourth overall.
Yeah.
And if he is good, Kevin O'Connell's going to get the credit. Because Kevin O'Connell, after the Vikings played the Colts,
talked him up
at halftime or at the end of the game, like at midfield, like hugged him and was like, keep your head up. You're a good player in this league and blah, 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 blah. So I think he'll end up getting the credit. That'll be the story. And if he sucks, he just sucks.
Yeah.
But if he's good, I think he's
going to Oh, no. I mean, if he sucks down the stretch, he's probably not a Colt next year.
Mm-hmm.
And if he's not a Colt, he's not starting anywhere else. They go at the Jets, home against Detroit, at the Patriots. They have a bye the same week as the Patriots. At Denver, home against Tennessee, at New York, Jacksonville. So that's a tough stretch until those final three games. That's not going to go well.
Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag. Let the grab hit the bag!
I woke up to that in my inbox.
Is that a
Keith at WEEI.com? No, that was a listener sent that in.
No, but that's not the same one who's been sending the Foxwoods ones and things like that. It's a different guy.
Different guy.
Wow. How about that?
Pretty amazing. The guy wrote, he's like, you're welcome. That's all he wrote. It's like, you're welcome for this.
Grab, hit the back.
Yeah, so we got that. Brian Flores would love to be an NFL head coach again. So let me ask you this.
Good for him.
If you're a team in the NFL next year looking for a coach, would you rather Brian Flores or Bill Belichick?
Oh, Flores.
Okay.
100%. Like, I don't necessarily want Flores here because, again, the attachment to Bill, I don't want Bill guys.
Right.
But would I rather have Flores or Bill? Flores. Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, I wonder if you'll get a job. He's doing a great job right now. It's a matter of, like, do you want a defensive guy? Who do you have as your offensive guy? It's the same whole
crap. Right. I wouldn't have him at the top of the list. I would rather have an offensive guy, someone who worked with quarterbacks. I'd rather have Liam Cohen and Ben Johnson, but he should get a job.
Yeah. Yeah, because that Miami thing was not his fault. Now, he and Tua's relationship, that's kind of a mess.
Does he? Yeah, no, it is 100%.
But, like, the owner, like, please.
Yeah, and Bill was a mess in Cleveland. And so, you know, sometimes guys get a second chance and they learn things, and that's possible. Or sometimes you're McDaniels and you keep getting chances and you suck every time. I don't know.
Mm-hmm,
but
mm-hmm.
You deserve a second chance for Flores. Where is his lawsuit with the league?
I have no idea.
Where does that stand? Because that would be my skepticism, where he might not get a job because he's suing the league.
Right.
And that would be unfair to him, but that's, you know, that's probably the reality.
What are we, 10 years old? I've seen every
grab bag
on the planet.
Best NBA performance from last night would have to go to Tyler Hero.
Oh?
40 points last night?
I didn't realize that.
40 burger.
I thought you were going Dyson Daniels, Jalen Johnson. No. Tyler Hero in the NBA Cup.
40 points, 5 rebounds, 8 assists for the Miami Heat in an overtime loss to the Detroit Pistons.
Well,
John Collins for Utah, 29 points, 10 boards.
I saw he's knocking down some threes, yep.
And Steph Curry had 37 6 boards, 9 assists.
And they
pretty good performance.
They won, correct?
The Golden State Warriors did win.
Klay Thompson's return. They won.
They beat him by 3. Everybody's all excited about Klay Thompson. Hall of Famer, but
Hall of Famer, but
washed.
Yeah.
But washed.
Yeah, currently garbage. Yes.
The most washed. Yeah. The guy who looks like Klay. Remember the Klay Thompson lookalike? That's what real Klay Thompson looks like now.
And here comes the grab bag. Grab, grab bag, 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 grab, grab bag.
So you may have seen the damage to Tropicana Field after Hurricane Milton went through Florida, Jones. It was just destroyed up top and everything else. Apparently, according to reports, it won't be ready for the 2025 season.
How's that possible?
I don't know. They moved slowly down there?
I had read that in the past, and then the estimate came out for the damage. Yes, it's like $55 million or something like that. Is that right?
Yeah.
No, or it's got to be more than that. Whatever.
It's like
the
a season of Juan Soto.
Yeah,
you can fix the stadium.
I take that back. It's got to be more than that. I forgot
what
the
might
number
not
was.
Be.
But the figure came out yesterday. That was the update to the news.
And here comes.
Sorry, I wasn't trying to play you off. I hit the wrong
button. That was the update to the news. But, yeah, it had been previously reported they're not going to play baseball there this year. How is that possible?
I don't know. So now they're going to look around at different, like, minor league stadiums down there, which is very apropos for the Tampa Bay Rays.
Oh, yeah, that's true. There's a million of them.
There's a million of them, including their own.
Should they pick one, or should they, like, travel around the different places? They might do better attendance-wise than that. Who does better this year? Rays in a minor league ballpark, or are the A's starting in Sacramento this year?
Yeah, I think they are.
Who does better? Got to be
attendance-wise?
Yeah, got to be the Rays.
Probably the Rays, because if you're at those spring training parks, you still have like a bunch of the olds down there, and they'll check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe you do like 20 at one, 20 at another, 20 at another.
The A's are playing in that AAA park in Sacramento.
Yeah.
River Cats? River Cats.
Sacramento.
Yeah.
Capital City.
My wife's from there. Not lovely.
No.
Not a place you want to really go to.
The setting of the movie Lady Bird.
Yeah, you told me that. Never seen it.
Yeah, good flick.
Isn't that amazing? She's from Sacramento.
Yeah, you would think you'd be watching it every night.
Yeah, you think she'd be like shoving that in my face, but not the case.
Maybe it's too close to home.
Maybe that's
it's a hard watch.
Could be that.
I can see that.
Yeah.
Mr. Burgundy, you have a massive
grab bag.
I'm sorry. It's the pleats.
How about Jeremy Roenick finally getting inducted into the Hockey Hall of Fame? He hadn't been in the Hall of Fame, which is crazy to me.
When did that happen? Today?
Yesterday? I think I missed it last
time. Last 24 hours?
Yeah, they do a great job as all NHL things do of rolling this out.
I legitimately had not seen
it. Yeah, I think Monday night it might have gotten announced that he is going to be...
Monday night?
Well, it's Wednesday, so I missed it by a day.
Wow. I'm being dead serious. I had no idea that was happening.
Roenick.
You've just been tossing and turning, wanting Roenick in there.
Hell yeah. Team USA, Thayer Academy, I'm Massachusetts honest, guy.
That doesn't feel like an NHL
Roenick
Hall of Fame.
Roenick was nasty.
Yeah, but that doesn't
What do you mean? You don't think Roenick should be in the Hall of Fame?
I thought you're a small hall guy.
So should Tony Amonte. They should both be in the Hall of Fame. Same line at Thayer. There's nothing to sneeze
at. What about
at.
Tony Baselli?
No. God, no. Oh, he should be out. They should take him out retroactively.
I'll be honest.
You don't think Roenick should be in the Hall of Fame?
I'll be honest, that doesn't feel like a Hall of Famer to me. 500 career goals, that's nice.
500 goals? 1,200 points?
Yep.
Man.
Sure.
He finished 31st in the Selke one year? I'm just looking at some of these off the top of my head.
He was top 10 in the Hart, well, I guess technically twice.
Yeah.
5 and 10. He also got Hart votes, 11 of them one year.
He had two 50-goal seasons. It's also the Hockey Hall of Fame, so he gets credit for destroying the hotel room over in Nagano in the Olympics or whatever, wherever they were.
Yeah, I mean, that doesn't feel like a Hall of Famer to me, but this is not exactly my number one sport. But okay, good. I just missed that news. I legitimately hadn't heard that. Was he it? Well, who else is in the class?
I didn't read any further. Once I saw he was in there, I was pretty pumped.
He celebrated Drake Mace that way. He celebrated with confetti guns.
Yeah, it was pretty funny. Nice. Pretty pumped.
When it's around 1:30 and the cakes get hot, the Jones and Keefe grab bag's a really cool spot. There's no other place to hear the grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag. The Jones and Keefe grab bag on EEI.
How about this news? Bronny James is only going to play the home games for the G League. So he's not going to travel around. He's just going to play home G League games. So he's essentially a part-time. He's like the first player ever to be the guy that like dresses for the varsity games, even though he's like a JV player. So I think they're like keeping him with the team, but he's going to play home games for the G League.
Has he played in a G League game yet?
That's a good question. I'm not entirely sure.
I wonder what his G League stats are going to be. Probably
poor.
Probably not good.
Yeah, no, he shouldn't be.
I mean, they were bad at USC, so I wonder what his G League stats are going to be.
He should not be in either league, probably.
A guy who should be
He's really grinding out time for Southern Cal right now is what he should be doing.
The guy who should be a full-time G Leaguer is a part-time G Leaguer.
Yeah, no, it's a mess. Huh. The whole thing's a mess down there.
Why, I tell you, that's the finest grab bag this town has ever seen.
Isaiah Pacheco won't play this weekend for the Chiefs. I mean, Kareem Hunt's been great, but Pacheco, they're waiting to come back. But Andy Reid said today he will not play in the big Chiefs-Bills matchup.
Yeah, I was just going to say, that's a big blow to their chances of being undefeated. That makes the Bills game more difficult. Now, that's a reason why I think they're going to win a Super Bowl and win three in a row, because they added DeAndre Hopkins. They'll be getting Pacheco back. He's, I don't know, a top 10 running back in the NFL, something like that. Mm-hmm. So he'll help improve the offense, good in the passing game as well. So that's a big piece to get back, but they're not going to have him this week. That hurts him.
It's time for Jones and Keefe's Random.
Brandon Phillips.
Eduardo Nunez.
Curtis Luskanic.
Baseball player of the day.
All right, here we go. Random baseball player of the day. This is a guy who I think played every position. He was not a pitcher or a catcher, but I think he played every other position. Most games at third base. You catch him on the other corner as well.
Okay.
And second base. And then less so shortstop outfield.
Both hot corners, Billy.
Bill. Yeah. You could see him at either spot.
Yeah. Okay.
He played for your, this is in order of most games played. Mets, Orioles, Devil Rays, Astros, Pirates, Rockies, Phillies, Cardinals.
Todd Zeal.
No. Good guess. A one-time All-Star.
Not Todd Zeal.
Nope, not okay. Todd Zeal.
All right.
Do you want the years now, Bill? Is that how we do it? Yeah, so I gave you the positions.
One-time All-Star, played both corners.
Both corners. Mets, Orioles. A lot of Mets, Orioles. I guess Rays, actually, surprisingly. He played over 200 games for all three of those teams and then like a season for everybody else.
I feel like I've guessed this guy a lot, and I think he played a lot of shortstop. Mike Bordick.
Not Mike Bordick. No. He's no, like no, no.
Zobrist.
The Zorilla?
No. Okay, not Ben Zobrist?
Give me the years.
He broke into the majors in 2002. He got Rookie of the Year votes in 2003.
For what team?
For the Mets.
It was for the Mets, okay.
And then he retired after the 2013 season where he played for the Cardinals.
I mean, this guy bounced around way too much. It's not David Wright.
Nope. Nope. I remember him for there's a two-year stretch with the Orioles, so we saw him a lot as Red Sox fans.
Oh. You said the career high in home runs?
Yeah, no, I did not. The career high in home runs is 24. Wow. He socked in 06 for the Devil Rays.
No. Nope.
24 Long Johnsons that year.
I was going to say Tony Bautista. 24 home runs.
Four seasons of over 20 home runs.
Hmm.
Played a lot of different positions.
Billy, you're quiet.
I'm coming a blank.
A little bit of a, bigger man. Just to paint the picture.
But a bigger man that played all positions.
Benny Agbayani.
Nope.
No. Not the Hawaiian Punch.
Nope. Not him. Not him. This guy didn't have a nickname, although he kind of had a nickname, but it'd be giving away his actual name.
It would be.
So it's not really like a nickname.
Oh, I see.
It's just sort of like short kind of for his name.
Yeah, yeah.
I can't give you that.
It's got to be like A-Rod-esque.
And you know what's funny is somebody mentioned this to me. They told me, they're like, hey, you should use, they named like three guys. They're like, why don't you use these guys?
And so I think the Twitch chat has it.
All right, what do you got?
Is it Ty Wigginton?
He got it!
Ty
Good one.
Well, never in a million years.
No, me either.
Ty Wigginton.
Okay, but when
he's
I
a
saw,
big dude, wasn't he?
Like, there's a lot of names in the Twitch chat right now, but when I saw that name, I'm like, that's the one. Sometimes you see it. So what was his nickname?
Wiggy.
You think that would have given it away?
Well, Wiggy, like Wigginton?
Yeah, but I wasn't gonna
maybe not.
Yeah.
Ty Wigginton.
Yeah, he's got some meat in the bones.
One-time All-Star. Thick, dude. Yep. Fill out a uniform.
By the way, Bronny James, one game, 31.4 minutes, 6 points.
Oh, I thought you said 31 points.
I was going to say, damn.
Wow, I was like, whoa.
6 points.
Just 31 minutes in that one game he's played, 6 points.
I mean, come on.
A lot of stiff.
Come on.
Ooh, Melvin Mora, good guess.
Melvin Mora's a good random
Huff,
player.
Delman Young. Those are all good guesses.
Those are all good.
None right, no. but all good guesses.
Shoeless Joe guy still listening. Thank you.
Lucas Duda was on there. Oh, yeah.
Write down that one for the next trivia game we do.
Lucas Duda?
Who always guesses? Who's somebody always guesses every day?
Oh, Shoeless Joe. Who guesses?
We do have somebody that says Shoeless Joe every single day.
Every single day. Congrats on listening there.
We're going to get there. All right, there you go. There's a...
Grab back!
What year did Wigginton break in? You said 02?
Yeah, he was technically a rookie in 03.
Was he Wiggy before Wiggy?
No, that's Wiggy was Wiggy first.
That's right around the same time.
Snowball was 01.
Yeah, but when did we start calling him Wiggy? Was that like right away in 2001? That's what we were calling him?
Mm.
Or did it take some time?
He was always Wiggy.
I think he was always Wiggy.
Yeah?
They're probably calling him that at Georgia.
Maybe. I mean, that's a good point.
Yeah, growing up, it's probably Wiggy.
Yeah. Good point. I mean, touche.
Yep.
Scrab Bag, random baseball player of the day each and every day here on Jones and Keefe. We got
Kids love Grab Bag.
They do. You know what they didn't love so much?
What's that?
Our Dave Chappelle ticket giveaway earlier today. The biggest Jones and Keefe fan. If you missed any of it, I think it's a prominent leader in the clubhouse, I should say, for the clip du jour. We'll also check in with WEEI Afternoons next.
All right, Jones, time now for the clip du jour on Jones and Keefe. Are you ready for that?
Oh, that sounds nice. What is that?
Well, I'm glad you asked. It's the clip of the day, and we gave away tickets today, and we didn't just go caller 9 to the contest line. We wanted to reward a Jones and Keefe listener, so we had very difficult questions. People had to get two of them in a row to win the tickets to Chappelle and Killer Mike, and here's how that went.
Hmm.
Hi, Rick. Are you a listener of the show?
Of course.
Okay, then these should be easy for you.
Congrats on the tickets.
All right. All right, let's start. Question number one. Name two Patriot player guests we have had on the show, whether it be Patriots Monday or Friday. So two Patriot interviews that we have done this season.
Pretty simple.
I'm freezing up here
It's a lot of pressure, Rick.
Defensive back that doesn't have much to say. Does that count?
I need his name. I need his name, that is spot on.
Such an accurate description, it's not even funny.
That is spot on, but we need his name.
Yes, the defensive back. To be fair to everybody else. Anything, yes.
I'm going to have to bow out.
Luke and Lennox, two Patriots players that we interview on this show.
Oh, man, I'm still with Monday, Drake May.
God. Damn it.
WEEI Afternoons. People love WEEI Afternoons.
All right. Who is next? Same question. I didn't realize this was going to be such a stumper, Jones.
Hopefully you're listening along and thinking of names. Yeah. Ryan in Portland, Maine. Hello, Ryan.
Hey, how's it going?
We're doing great.
Can you name two Patriot players we have interviewed this season?
Christian Gonzalez.
Yes.
How about I just name any Patriot after that? Gerard Mayo.
Oh my God!
That's the Greg Hill Show.
The coach. You said players. Two Patriot players.
You want to try this again? Same question.
None of you get the tickets.
Same question, or you want to try? Or you want to try a different question?
What do you think?
Let's try the same question one more.
Okay, one more time. One more time.
John's at work. Hello, John. You know two Patriots players we talked to?
John?
John? He's at work. I can hear him working in the background.
John, are you working? You're up next, John. You have an opportunity to win Chappelle tickets.
I'm going to put John on.
This went way better in rehearsal. All right, let's go to, who do you got?
PK in the car.
Guy. PK in the car.
Yo, I got it. Christian Gonzalez and Hunter Henry.
Yes.
Nice. PK.
Absolutely.
Technically got 50% of those since the other answer was already gotten, but still,
nope,
we're going to get that
it.
To you, okay?
Nailed it.
You have another question for PK. Your chance to win these tickets, PK.
Who brings the show lunch? Who brings the show lunch on Tuesdays?
D'Angelo!
Yeah! PK! PK, you win!
Wow. That's a happy man.
Pretty good.
Really was a happy man.
Pretty good. People were angry in the Twitch chat and the text line thinking the questions were too easy. Also, John messaged us on both the text line and on Twitter.
He was not happy.
Very fired up at his coworker who distracted him when he was on hold.
Yeah, he was not happy with her.
Yeah,
by the way, that was not a live game. We were getting calls as we speak right now trying to answer.
Oh, sorry. No,
we've already given away the tickets.
I think
those
it was good, though.
Those are long gone.
Maybe we'll bring that back again.
Did you only write the two questions, or were there more questions?
Oh, no, we had
No, we had like 15.
Yeah, we had a lot.
I didn't know how many we were going to need. Only needed two, so we got a bunch left in the holster.
In retrospect, some that we thought were easy, they were harder than that, and they would have probably been
We're going to do the same contest, but the audience has to name the two hosts. Can you tell us what our names are?
How dare you?
It'll probably take longer than yours did.
Well, we'll see. That's
not a bad game.
Not
a bad game.
Pretty good. It's the crossover. It's brought to you by the 99 Restaurant. You visit the Nines for the new $14.99 big deal meals every Monday through Wednesday. Four new hearty full-size entrees for just $14.99, like the roast turkey dinner. You gotta love the Nines. So I know you're not playing a game today. What are you guys doing?
We are going to be talking with Schefter and with Scal. I want to know who told Scal he can't insult the basketball. Did you guys hear that last night?
Yeah, he like sort of cut off around Drew Carter at one point, right?
Yeah. He's like, no, don't talk about the ball. The ball's great. Everybody loves the ball. Like, I want to know what the hell that was
that
all
was
about, because that was weird. I mean, it was a bad game, too, obviously, for the Celtics, but I've been obsessed with what the hell was up with the ball thing all day long.
I don't think they changed the ball enough. That was my take. I think it should be like black and green, and like each court has like a different looking.
They
like,
needed really more green, you thought.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, not enough
there
green.
Was not
for
enough
me.
Green.
No,
for you.
Sir.
I like that they change up the courts, but the Celtics one was particularly bad. What? You like the NBA Cup?
No, I hate it.
Why?
It's stupid.
Why? For all the reasons why I hate it.
Because there's no value to it.
It is.
It's a game
there's
that
no
they decided
less value
to pretend
than a regular
was different.
Game. Yeah, it is different.
It isn't different.
It's a ticket to potentially go to Vegas. What do you mean? How is that not different?
Yeah, so
of course that's different.
To Vegas. I'm with Missoula. If you want to do a legit tournament, separate it. Okay, we can talk. I still think it's kind of stupid. And if somebody gets hurt and you're running up the score because you need some point differential like they needed last year, stupid.
They do a different tournament. Missoula's wrong and you're wrong. They do a different tournament. You have to qualify to get to the actual tournament.
They were playing the Hawks last night regardless. And they tried to pretend it was a special game with a special court,
play.
A special ball.
But if you
like,
do well enough, which the Celtics didn't do, they lost. But if you do well enough, you will get to a separate tournament.
They showed you what they thought of the cup.
Yeah, they're not into
it. They didn't show up.
Yeah, they didn't care.
Or did Atlanta show you what they thought of it? You ever think about it that way?
They love
it.
So they're just better? They're equal teams and they had more effort? Or the Celtics kind of lollygagged
the Hawks
through?
Definitely.
I mean, JB missed free throws
on absolutely,
purpose.
The Hawks absolutely had better effort. Yes. Maybe. They had better effort last night.
Jason Tatum had like butterfingers at the end. He's like, yeah, I don't really want to win this.
Dyson Daniels can't wait to go to Vegas. Although that's all I know based on watching that last night.
You had Hawks money line last night. You might be doing all right.
Yeah. Real nice. Okay, so more of that. You got Scal. You got Schefter. You got WEEI Afternoons. I don't want to spoil the game, but it's Arcand and Hart is who will be on.
Oh, come on.
Every
now
day.
I got to write like another question.
Every day at 2 here on WEEI. Stay tuned for WEEI Afternoons. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 10 o'clock. We got the Razor on a Bruins Thursday. That's tomorrow at 10 right here on WEEI.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.